I bet you know this feeling. You notice some everyday phenomenon, something that always happens, and search for the word that defines it, only to realize no such word exists. Well, word maven Barbara Walraff rustles up what she calls these word fugitives in her column in the Atlantic Monthly. Her readers supply their ideas for word fugitives and the word sought. For example,
my husband and I are in search of a word for the fear of throwing a party and having no one show up.
Oh, fetalism. Here's another. When I stand in line, I always think the line next to me is moving faster. What's the word that describes my thinking?
How about misalignment? What's a word to describe the process of going through the dirty clothes hamper to find something clean enough to wear?
Dry cleaning. What about a word for people who send emails and then follow up saying, "Did you get my email message?"
That would be redundances. All those examples are in Barbara Walraff's book, Word Fugitives, In Pursuit of Wanted Words.